today. His word will give you hope so you can face another day. His word will give you strength to know he's sovereign in his ways. His word will give you joy. His word will grow your faith. Consider his word. Consider his word.
From the heart of the Florida Everglades, this is the Consider His Word radio program. Today we want to encourage you to consider what God says in His Word, the Bible. I'm Pastor Arlen Payne, inviting you to join us as we open the Scripture together and consider His Word.
Consider His Word.
Welcome to Consider His Word, and thanks for listening today. Over the last several weeks, we've been talking about the letters that Paul wrote to the churches in the New Testament. And if you go back, you can hear these other programs. We talked about the letter that Paul wrote to Rome, and how that Paul wrote to the church at Corinth, and at the churches of Galatia, Ephesus, Philippi, Colossae, and even the church at Thessalonica. And what Paul said to each one of these churches, he had a message for each one of them. Each church was unique. Most of them he helped start, though not all. And it's been interesting to go back and see what Paul said to these churches. And I wonder what Paul would say to our churches today. And that's what we're going to be studying about on Consider His Word. You know, you can go back and hear those other messages. You can go to our website at www.considerhisword.org. And all of the programs are there. You can just go back and find where we started this series and listen to all of them. And in fact, you can even listen to it as a podcast in the car as you travel, or just listen to them at your convenience. And I encourage you to go back and do that. I've enjoyed this Bible study on these churches and what Paul said to the churches. I want to thank you for all the letters we've gotten recently. Wow, we really appreciate the response that we've been receiving from different parts of the country. You know, this broadcast goes all over the United States in different areas. And so we appreciate hearing from you, and we would love to hear from you if you've not written to us. You know, we have these little prayer journals we've been giving out, and we've got a few left. We can send you one. Just write to us. There's several ways you can contact us. One is just send us an email at considerhiswordradio@gmail.com. Now, some of that, we've had some problem with that email. And if you've emailed us before, email us again and we'll make sure that we get that. Secondly, you can certainly go to the website, as I mentioned before, and click on Contact Us and contact us that way. Most of the messages we get actually come through the mail. And so you can just write to us here at Consider His Word Ministries, 30290 Josie Billy Highway, Box 40, Clewiston, Florida, 33440. Let me give that to you again. Consider His Word Ministries, 30290 Josie Billy Highway, Box 40, in Clewiston, Florida, 33440. Now, when you write to us, let us know where you're hearing this broadcast today. Give us an address, and as soon as we can, we'll get one of these prayer journals back to you. In the New Testament, Paul wrote a number of letters. We call these the Pauline epistles. He was writing to churches, or in some cases, to a group of churches, and we've looked at those and looked at every one of them. We go back to Acts chapter 16, where the Bible says, as they went through the cities, they delivered unto them the decrees for to keep, and were ordained of the apostles and elders which were at Jerusalem, and so were the churches established in faith and increased in number daily. And as Paul started these churches, he would write back to them. In some cases, he was in prison when he would write to them, as in Galatia. In other places, that he was in different cities and would write back and encourage these churches. In some, there were problems. And he wrote to try to straighten out those problems. In some, he wrote to encourage them and to be a blessing to them. You know, I was thinking about this. If Paul wrote a letter to your church, what would he say? Are there things that need to be corrected? Would he write to encourage you? Would he write maybe to say, I want to come and see you, like he did in some cases? Now, I wonder what it would be like if Paul wrote us a letter in our church. What would he say to us? You know, every church is unique. Every one of the churches that we've studied in the New Testament was unique. Each one had its own characteristics. They were made up of different kinds of people. Some churches were made up of primarily Jewish people. Some had a mix of Jews and Gentiles. Some had many Gentiles. And each church had its own characteristics. Each church has its own culture. But you see, the gospel transcends all of that culture. And the gospel can fit into any culture. In many cases, it may have to change the culture. One of the challenges of missionaries when they go into another country is how to best present the gospel in that country. And so as Paul traveled and wrote to these churches, every one of them is unique. And this is true today. You go across a country and you go into a church, you know, there's no telling what you'll find in there because every church will be unique. Every church will be different in their services. In some churches, they'll be very contemporary. In some churches, they'll be very traditional. Now, at our church here at the Big Cypress Seminole Reservation, we kind of have a mix. We do a little bit of contemporary and a little bit of traditional, although many of our people, I really believe, prefer a more traditional style of worship. Many of our people like Southern gospel music here, and they like the old songs and the old time songs. So we often sing the hymns, but you know, we mix in a few contemporary songs here and there. Every church is different. I'll tell you, in some churches, the music is loud and rocky. You go into some churches and it's more quiet and worshipful. You know, I don't believe one or the other is particularly wrong as long as it glorifies God. And that's what's got to be important, is that you're truly glorifying God. I fear that today many of our churches have slipped over into entertainment, and they call entertainment worship. And there's very little congregational participation and people truly worshiping the Lord together. We better be careful about that and watch that we're not just entertaining people, but that we're leading them to worship. When I have someone who leads singing for us, one of the first things I tell them is, please lead us to worship. We don't want to see a performance. We want to worship the Lord. So lead us to worship. So as long as it glorifies God, I'm not going to be too critical of churches that are into the more contemporary sound. God bless them. If it glorifies God and they are truly worshiping the Lord, you know, everybody has a different preference and everybody worships the Lord a little bit differently. As long as he's glorified, then I'm for it. Every church is different in its culture. And what I mean by that is, you know, some churches we might identify as a country church and dress is more casual and the people have a very familiar relationship. It's the best way I know to say it. And you know, and some churches are much more formal, and we might say liturgical. And some churches, being contemporary, are being very different, made up of young people, millennials, and people like that. Some of our churches, many of our churches today, are filled with seniors, and sometimes that's kind of sad because these churches are dying, because they're not reaching the young people, and that's always a challenge. You know, every church is different in their ministries. Many churches have a feeding ministry where they feed the community. I know of a church near us that has a service on Saturday morning where they bring people in. They'll invite them all week, and they come. They'll preach the gospel to them, and then they'll distribute food. Some churches have a clothing ministry. Some churches have a very strong missions emphasis. Now, I think that's important, that every church ought to have a missions outreach in their church. And so every church is different in their ministries. Now, the danger here is sometimes getting sidelined or getting distracted by other things. The gospel must be the main thing. We must be preaching the gospel and getting the word of God out there. After all, that's what Jesus told us to do. And all of these other things are great as long as the gospel is being preached. So I want to warn you, be careful not to get distracted. Sadly, I've seen some churches distracted by football. I'll tell you, they go in and that's all that they talked about. Even the pastor from the pulpit would talk about the football game that happened yesterday or what his team was and so on, and they get distracted. Keep the gospel the main thing. You know, many churches are different in their discipleship. Some churches have Sunday school. Some churches have small groups. Some churches have home meetings. Every church is different in how they do their ministry. Every church is different in their people. Many churches have a very mixed congregation. I like to see that. But you know, that's not always possible. Here at the Big Cypress Reservation, our church is predominantly Native American. We do have a few others, but primarily it's a Native American church. And so we still sing in some of the Native American hymns. Now, these are gospel hymns, and they have been passed down from generation to generation, and we still sing many of those hymns. And of course, many churches are different in their size. Some churches are huge. Today, we see so many churches that have multiple campuses. I think that's wonderful. We have some churches that are very small and just a handful of people. And even in these churches, they've got to be careful. You know, I think a lot about what Paul would write to our churches today. Would he correct us about maybe some of the music? Would he correct us about our preaching? Would he correct us about our ministries? Would he correct us about our distractions? And oh, what about false doctrine that's in many of our American churches? We've got to be true and faithful to the Word of God. And you know, our church ought to be our church. It's not grandma's church. It's not grandpa's church. Not even our parents' church. Every church is unique for this time and unique for your community and for where you live. The most important thing is that God is being glorified in your church, that the gospel is being preached, that people are being discipled, and they are growing in the Lord, that the Bible is truly being taught right from the scripture. And in all of these different kinds of churches, God will bless them. Remember what Jesus said. He said that he would build his church, and the church is still going on today. Praise God for that. And I hope you're involved in a local church. If not, get there. Find your local church and get involved. Our time is gone. God bless you. Thanks for listening.
His word will give you wisdom for tomorrow, today. His word will give you hope so you can face another day. His word will give you strength to know he's sovereign in his ways. His word will give you joy. His word will grow your faith. Consider his word. Consider his word. Consider his word.
Thanks for listening today. Like us on Facebook and visit our website at considerhisword.org. This is Pastor Arlen Payne saying, till next time, God bless you as you consider his word.
Consider his word.